welcome back to this hour of the two-hour program that comes to you every single Saturday morning on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is the second hour of the American Activist, and we've switched gears here a little bit, and I am now your host, Don Harkins. I'm taking over for my lovely wife, Ingrid, who is off to do some other tasks. I mean, our little lives here are really busy because this is not just the American Activist. We are American Activists, and I say that not, I guess, to brag, not to categorize ourselves, but to display to you something that is really kind of a fact of life. When we got married in 1999, she married the Idaho Observer newspaper, which you can see online. We're in our 11th year at idaho-observer.com, and I married VacLib, which is short for Vaccination Liberation. So between the two of us, not just marrying each other, we married each other's vocations in life, our missions, and it's really been quite a union, I must say. And now, last week also, we spent an hour talking to Art Pollock and a couple of other truckers about the truck out that is going to be occurring the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of April. That's beginning on Monday at noon, and the wagons are going to be circling around D.C. and continental U.S. state capitals. And we're going to have with us today, we're going to have Wanda Petey, who is the gal who actually was inspired to make this thing happen. And amazingly, she is not a trucker herself. Her and her husband own a special effects company in the L.A. area. But she had a unique experience that she'll describe to us that made this thing begin to happen. And now I think all of us are aware of national don't buy any gas day, or national don't go to the corporate store and buy anything day, or all of these things, and they generally don't really work because you can't get the word out to enough people, and even if you did, most people don't really understand the gravity of the situation that we're in with regard to the corporate leading us around by a nose ring nature of the American way of life today. And so this one, however, is different. I talked to Wanda yesterday. Okay, and we have between 5 and 10% of the nation's truckers. That's not just the owner-operators, but that's also some of the guys that are driving for other companies that are already online to participate. Folks, what we have here is perhaps one of the best and greatest and brightest opportunities for Americans to bring their government, which is absolutely out of control, and it's both domestic and foreign policies, to its knees. And whoever would have thought that it would be the truckers of America that are going to help us do this? And so in the next half hour, we're going to talk to Wanda and get up to speed on what exactly is going on now, how people can help by putting out flyers and talking to everybody they know. And then the second half hour, we're going to go ahead and take callers. I want to know what you are doing to help promote this event. And if you have any questions of Wanda, please feel free to call in and address those as well. But I want to know, we're American Activists, and this is a huge thing that is brewing right now. It's catching on. It's taken legs of its own. And I want to know what you are going to do to help to promote this thing. And so when we come back, we're going to have Wanda online. She's going to tell us how it all got started and how we're going to finish this thing. Everybody, you're on the American Activist. I'm Don Harkins, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
We've all considered SAR at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website, kensolar.com, for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, That's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up story led by the big-money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priest of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEW, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CD any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South May, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because can handle the truth.
And we are back, and we're going to have a very, very fast and furious hour today because America hangs in the balance, I think. And we have an avenue of activism, no, a boulevard, superhighway of activism that is preparing itself right now to really write a page in the journals of American history or in the annals of American history. And we have with us Wanda Petey, the gal, I think, rather started it all, and she's not even a trucker. Good morning, Wanda.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks, and I'm rather excited. Whenever activistic things are taking off and growing legs of their own and going, I get really excited because my hope for the future of this country, which at times has a tendency to lag a little bit, really, really gains some momentum and some optimism when something of this magnitude is occurring. And so during this segment, let's, if you don't mind, we'll go into how it got started in a little bit, and everybody also at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be taking callers. The number is 800-313-9443. So I want to know, again, what are you doing to help promote this thing? And if you have some questions for Wanda, of course, you're free to ask them. Just be as concise as you can. But Wanda, where are we right now? How many people, how many tours are participating? What kind of organizations are coming online? And How can you give a report that's going to instill in people the sense of optimism that I'm beginning to feel?
Well, it's pretty overwhelming. The response that we've gotten has been just unbelievably supportive and positive. Truckers and concerned citizens from all over the United States, including Alaska, have either called or emailed in and want to know what they can do to support us. And you know, we've got concerned citizens like the Granny Warriors in the Southeast going around with thousands of flyers to every single truck stop, rest stop, trucking company, union hall, places like that, dropping off flyers, you know, so that they can, you know, be passed out within the confines of the business, but also just going to these truck stops and personally handing them to each and every one of the drivers and talking to them about what's going on. And we get two types of responses. One is that the truckers truly know about what's going on, already on board, and they've heard about this, and they're going to participate. or they don't know about it yet, but that, you know, they're excited to find out and that they're going to look up the website and read about the information and, you know, and then potentially participate. And right now, we've been doing this for about 3 weeks, and from everything that I've heard, and you know, as many truckers as I believe are going to be going to the D.C. and all the different capitals around the nation, and then also doing rolling truckouts on the freeways, I believe that we're somewhere between 5 and 10%, maybe even higher than that, in participation nationwide. Out of 3.8 million truckers in America, that's a pretty healthy response from the truckers, and we still have a week to go. And now that we, now that George Bush has announced basically to Congress that he's going to accept any legislation that they put forward, no matter, you know, if it passes in both houses or not, you know, about shutting down Mexican truckers coming into America, right there, you know, he wants to let these truckers in regardless. And he stated that he's going to start authorizing these 100 companies come in the end of this month, beginning of May. So, you know, we're bracing right now for this to happen. And so the participation by our truckers and our concerned citizens is more necessary now than ever before, because before we thought that there was going to be legislation that was going to control this and give us a chance to vote on it or discuss it first and then vote on it. But now that we're not going to be given that chance, you know, George Bush has completely overstepped the boundaries of our Constitution and law. And, I mean, he's basically taking on the role of a dictator in this country now.
Well, that is quite apparent. If he has already determined that he's going to defy the will of the House and the Senate should they oppose this agenda, and if he is going to oppose the will of the people of this country, then we no longer do have a representative government, at least in this little niche here, which, you know, we can expand on that, and it's actually every little niche in the universe, but at least for this particular component of the problems in America, he is going to completely defy everybody and everything should they stand against him to make this happen. That's why we are on our own. We have to take this into our hands if we are going to stop it. And I'm just excited as can be, because, I mean, you're right. 3.8 million trucks on the road, which is quite possibly a conservative figure, and wow. 10% of them, maybe, are participating. People are open and willing to listen to the arguments, or they're already online already. Folks, we have a huge event in American history priming to happen at this time. Okay, now you also said people are handing out flyers. Are flyers already pre-made?
No, they're not pre-made. We have a website called SaveAmericaFund.org. It's www.SaveAmericaFund.org. fund.org, and on that website there are flyers under the news page that you can print out and hand out. You know, because, you know, I live in Southern California, and I, you know, because I cannot, you know, ship things out to people quickly enough to get it in their hands, and, you know, basically overnight or even in the same day, you know, we've just been asking everybody on a grassroots level to please, you know, take the time to print these out, you know, print out one or two, take it to your local, you know, Staples or Kinko's or wherever, and have them print out, you know, a couple hundred for you, or even a couple thousand if you can afford it, and pass them out to all your friends and just say, you know, go out and do this. Right now, Aaron Russo of the documentary Freedom to Fashion Fascism has come on board, and he's got about 18,000 volunteers that, you know, are going to be armed with flyers this weekend and going out all across the nation and handing out these flyers, as well as Alipac. William Gein has come on board, and he's authorized, I think it was 2,400 of his, you know, basically soldiers to go out in, you know, patriotic people to go out America, all across the nation, and hand out flyers and talk to truckers and concerned citizens about this issue. And huge emailings have been going out to literally like 85 and 95,000 people. We have one big company out of Texas that services the trucking industry with a type of a fuel product, and they have a mailing list of 85,000 distributors. And most of these are trucking companies and, you know, trucking repair shops and trucking sales, things like that. And they put out a flyer for us with a soundtrack, which is just phenomenal, and emailed it out to 85,000 of their distributors. And they said that this was going to go out into emails every 3 days. And plus they have our banner up on their website so that when people log on to purchase their product, they see, you know, they see Save America Fund and they can log on, go to it.
No, that's excellent. There's also Bob Schultz of We the People. I'll put you in touch with him also if you haven't been already. And the We the People Network is quite substantial throughout the country as well, and they, I'm sure, would be willing to participate in this thing. And it's just as well that you're not out there making thousands of copies and mailing them out, because we do have this phenomenal communication tool at our disposal. That's the electronic universe. And there's no reason at all why people can't hop up, print some flyers, pass them out. And this is how it's going to work for us. I mean, we have the internet right now, and we have email right now. We need to utilize it to the best of our abilities to accomplish this objective, which I think, you know, I just have this feeling that it is taking and growing legs of its own, and it is going to accomplish the objective that we, which is to make the federal government and its subsidiary little minion state governments start paying attention to the wants and desires of the American people and start functioning in the best interests of our country instead of in the best interests of, global corporate elitism.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, truly, you know, every listener needs to know that once these truckers in, this is really truly the final nail on the coffin for the North American Union, because once they come in, like, you know, members of Congress have said, it's like a tube of toothpaste. Once you squeeze out all the toothpaste, you can't put it back in the tube. And once these truckers start coming into America, you know, in the numbers that they are coming in the end, our trucking companies here start letting go our truckers because they can now hire, you know, truckers from another country that can truck for much, much less than our truckers can. That's the final nail on the coffin for the North American Union, the completion of the North American Union here in America. And also it will be the final destruction of the working middle class in America, because along with the truckers' jobs will go all the other middle class jobs in America.
Yeah, no, folks, you know, in a scheme of nation building and nation destroying, America is in the nation destroying phase, and deeper than that, we're at the garage sale phase. Our vital infrastructure being sold out from under us, our real jobs are being outsourced overseas, and now we're going to be having careening around on the highways of this country a bunch of substandard trucks with guys that don't speak English very well and probably don't have a lot of experience driving in the snow. So we've got huge issues coming on. And now when we come back in a few moments after these messages, we're going to talk to Wanda about how she got started in this. And it's a story that is just going to make you open your mouth in amazement. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Wow, that smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
Sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products. also Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit soleywellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Okay, everybody, and we are back. I'm going to advise everyone to please get on the website at SaveAmericaFund.com. On the site, under the news button, you can find flyers that can be downloaded and printed. Now, everybody knows some truckers. Everybody is within striking distance of a truck stop. So, everybody, please participate in this thing. It's a winning show. I'm telling you, Mike. All my instincts tell me that this one's a go and that America's going to speak finally. And we're none of this nonsense of speaking at the ballot box and voting for Democrats. This is America is going to be speaking, and the truckers of this tree are going to be leading the charge for us. And I'm just really thrilled at the outcome because I already know that it's going to be positive. And so, Wanda, thank you very much for everything that you're doing. And relay to our listeners, how was you got started? You're not a trucker or anything, and how did this idea materialize, and what was the inspiration for it?
My husband and I have a business here in Los Angeles, and we were working really late one night, and about 12:30 in the morning, I accidentally fell and broke my wrist, and I needed to have surgery on my wrist. This wasn't just a break that could be set. And because my husband and I had never been able to afford medical insurance, I wound up having to go to County USC Hospital to the emergency room for treatment. And what I found there and what I experienced there over the course of the next 6 days was an absolute third world nightmare, and which something of which I never expected. I wound up sitting in the emergency room there for about 12 hours while I watched over 400 illegal aliens go through the intake. I sat in front of the intake, and out of all the people that went through that intake, there were about four of us that spoke English, and every single one of these people that were going through were from different countries. None of them spoke English, and every single one of them seemed to have either Medi-Cal or were being given it, or I was not qualified, or I didn't qualify for any type of medical assistance. So anyway, after about 12 hours, they finally got me into the emergency room, and I was put on a gurney along with 30 other people in a very, very busy corridor. So there's 30 of us laying side by side in this corridor waiting to go to rooms because I was told that they had to book me into the hospital and that it would take anywhere from 3 to 14 days for me to get surgery on my wrist. If I left the hospital, I would get bumped to bottom of the list, and the chances of getting surgery on my wrist were probably next to none. So, you know, I was basically forced now to stay in the hospital in spite of the fact that I had a very busy company that I had to run. And so I go into this, finally the next day, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they put me in my room along with 6 other illegals. Nobody in that room spoke English but me. The whole hospital has this overwhelmingly, permeating smell of feces and urine. It smells like a dog kennel. And, you know, the rooms are dirty. They're not clean. There are piles of dirty towels and things like that on the floor. You know, dirty, you know, bedclothes. And, you know, you kind of don't know where you're at. And so you climb in your bed and you're thinking to yourself, you know, gosh, you know, what's going to happen to me? So anyway, after about 4 days of being in this hospital, and one nurse I counted out of all the 4 days I had been there so far spoke fluent English. All the rest, it was broken English at best. So anyway, I get up at about 3 o'clock in the morning to go to the bathroom, and one of the men that was in the room had been, you know, going to the bathroom urinal all night, and he got up in the middle of the night, dumped it in, you know, what he was hoping, I suppose, was the toilet, but instead he dumped it all over the bathroom, all over the floor, all over the toilet seat, everywhere. And so I call the nurse in and ask her if she could call an orderly in to clean up the bathroom. And instead, she pulls two paper towels off of the rack, shoves them in my face, says, "You do." And I looked at her and I said, "But I've got an IV in one hand. Isn't that considered an open flesh wound? An open flesh wound. And then I've got a temporary cast on my other arm. How am I supposed to do that?" And so she wets the paper towels, shoves them back into my face, and says, "Now you do." And I just went off. And, you know, finally, after about 10 minutes, an orderly did come in. He picked up a towel off of the pile of towels on the floor, wipes off the toilet seat, throws that same towel on the floor, and says, "Oh, you can use the bathroom." And I climbed back in my bed. I cried myself to sleep, and I swore that night I'd never be politically correct again. I would never turn a blind eye to what I saw happening around me, and I would never not act on what I knew was the right thing to do in this nation, and that is to fight the corruption that's going on in our government. You know, and that's not just our federal government, but our state governments as well, because, you know, we've got a mayor in our city here, you know, Antonio Villaraigosa, that is a card-carrying member of Araza and MECA. I mean, he was president of MECA, for God's sake, and, you know, he completely supports the illegals and all their illegal actions coming into this state. And, I mean, we're talking about ethnic cleansing that these people are purporting across, you know, the United States of all white people and black and anybody that's not a Hispanic brown person. And, I mean,
that story just amazes me. Out of that came the truckers' rally. Everybody, we're at the bottom of the hour now. Our number here, 800-313-9443. Please call in and tell us what you're doing to advance this project. Or if you have some questions for Wanda, please feel free to call also. Again, 800-313-9443. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception, cover up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, unsurpassed news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest seller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-69-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out, and external line in sound jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio. You get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your prison radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Everybody, and as expected, the phone lines are lighting up. And everybody, please get on the SaveAmericaFund.com website, push the button that says News, download and print the flyers, and get it there. This is America calling, and I believe that we do have this opportunity to really make a difference here. And when we close up the program, we've got that short little segment. And we're gonna say a couple of things that are just gonna send chills down your spine. And in the meantime, Wanda, we got some callers on the line. Linda, North Carolina, you're on the line. What can we do for you this morning?
Hi, I just wanted to say hello to Wanda. I'm one of the Grand Warriors.
Hey, all right.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. We're doing everything we can here. Our main goal is just to hit all truckers at the truck stops. We've gone to the rest areas. I go to the weigh-in stations and try to hand them a fare on their way out. You know, they're going real slow anyway.
Right on.
Yeah, what an opportunist you are.
I'm telling you, I'm tired of this mess. I am so sick of the way this country is being run. I'm with Wanda on this. We need to do something, and the truckers are the only ones that have the balls to really get out there and do something anymore.
I agree with you.
Yeah, and what kind of response are you getting? Just for people that might be a little timid about approaching people with a flyer, what kind of responses are you getting from truckers, and what is the demeanor you approach them with?
Well, you got to remember, I'm an old lady, so I'm not like a threat to them in any way.
Right. Sure.
And most of them see our motorhome anyway. It's painted up with all kinds of stuff. I mean, it's all hand painted. It's a real juvenile looking thing, but it's fancy would do. And you know.
Excellent.
And it's got on the back of it, it's got a honk if you speak English. I mean, that gives them a clue not for immigration.
Right.
And actually, the truckers have been good to us. They take care of me on the roads when I'm driving. They have Granny watch. And one of them will get out of sight of me, and they'll yell on the CB, "Hey, watch her. She's back there. She's by herself." And somebody else will take over. And since the truckers got to watching me, I have not had the first incidents of vandalism. And, I mean, we had some bad stuff happen to us for a while. But they've taken care of me. I can't do anything but take care of them.
So you'd say that the answer to that then is that the responses you're getting from truckers is overwhelmingly positive.
Well, yeah, with my own situation, yeah, but a lot of them have never heard the trucker strike because they're not online. Most of the time, the truckers that have computers have to get online at the truck stops, and it's just for a few short minutes with their company or their family because they're paying by the minute.
Right.
And but they do have DVD players. Every one of them that I've ever met has a DVD player in their truck to watch when they're on downtime, you know?
Right.
So I've handed out 3,700 DVDs from Aaron Russo already. So
good job.
they know what's going on about that. But the trucker strike, they have very little knowledge of, you know, because they're busy. They're working, and when they're home, they're with their families. So that means that people have to get off their butts and get out to the truck stop, out to the rest areas, and absolutely wake these truckers up.
Nope, and that's true. Everybody knows a trucker, and I believe everybody, like I said earlier in the broadcast, is within striking distance of a truck stop. So,
of course.
So your point is extremely well taken. Is if the truckers are going to know to participate in this thing, the 23rd, 24th, and 25th, we're the ones that are going to be there having to tell them, because
exactly.
we're their information dissemination network. So.
Well,
it's going to take all of us.
People say talk to them on the CB. Well, that's fine. I talk to CB on CB every time I hit the road. But the problem with that is the truckers know that those channels are being monitored by the Highway Patrol.
Sure.
So they're not going to say a whole lot. But once the truck stops, that's a different thing. And the ATA is telling them that everything's fine, that they're going to have inspections, and that the trucks are going to be up to par. And, it's just stupid.
It's probably not very accurate, is it?
Well, it's all right. You know, it's the only thing they have to read in these truck stops.
Right.
You know, and so you have to just make sure they have something else to read there that tells them the truth.
Sure. Hey, Linda, we've got a couple of the guys on the line. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Well, not really, except good luck, Wanda, and keep in touch. We're going to keep on rolling just as soon as we can.
All right. Linda, thank you so much for calling in and for being an inspiration to everybody. You're loved and needed, and I thank you so much. Okay, and now we also have Paul from Delaware. Paul, are you on the line?
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing okay, Paul. So what can we do for you? Or actually, what can you do for America today?
Oh, that is an excellent question. I appreciate you guys. It sounds like the last caller is about action, but I'd like to talk about a couple of things regarding what your guest Andrew had just mentioned. But first, I want to do one thing. I want to plug myspace.com/awakenfree, my webpage. Now, regarding the issue of La Raza and Mexicans and honk if you speak English, listen carefully, and if you disagree, I gave my MySpace, and I'm looking for anyone that will challenge me because I'm sick of what I call cult groups. And what I want to speak regarding this immigration issue is this. First, all these Christians, I want to say to you, that you say you can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Hey, excuse me, Paul.
Sir?
Okay, now this is our program, and what we're talking about here is participating in the trucker strike.
You can't speak forever, and I can't say something?
No, excuse me, sir. We are quite excited about an avenue of activism here, and I want to know what it is that you're doing about this. I mean, we can definitely go off target here, and it's easy to do.
Now, are you going to let me speak, or are you going to not want to hear what I got to say because you want to believe what you want to believe?
No, I want to know if it's relative to the trucker strike.
Yes,
okay.
I do. Yeah.
Is it relative to the truck strike?
I will talk about trucker strike, but I heard people talking about immigration. Hawk, if you speak English, can I comment
No, Paul, call me another time, okay? We got some other stuff to handle today, okay? Thanks a lot. John in Tennessee, are you on the line?
Hello. He was on earlier this morning. Anyway, Wanda, thank you for what you're doing. I hope you can hear me.
I can hear you.
I talked to you a couple days ago. I'm a trucker. I'm, in fact, right now going down the road, I've got a gas tank behind me, so I cannot go to the Capitol. They'll lock me up. What I do want to say and what I do want to suggest, I'm going to try and get down there. It's a way. I may call off, but I'm definitely, if I go down there, I'm taking a video camera, and my suggestion is for people to get out their cameras, truckers, people that don't have a truck that are participating, take them. And when it's all over, get it to Aaron Russo. I'm sure he'll find a good use for it. I'm a third-generation truck driver. I've been doing this almost 30 years. There's been a lot of strikes that have been called that the support wasn't there. I think this is going to surprise America. I think that the truck drivers are going to be behind this 150% because we know what deregulation has done to the industry. We know what allowing illegals, whether they're from Mexico or Honduras or Pakistan or India, and they're already here, folks. They're already running down your roads, able to speak or write English, not able to read the traffic signs, not able to communicate when they go into a truck stop. They're handing over green American money, trusting that they're going to get the right amount back, but yet you've got them hauling hazardous chemicals, hazardous materials, your pharmaceuticals, that you, which, you know, they're dangerous by themselves.
Well, you know what's interesting, too, John, is a couple years ago I was in Europe, in the Germanic countries, let's say Austria, Switzerland, and Germany, and there were a boatload of trucks from Eastern Europe that were there. And so the analogy is quite obvious. And they were substandard. They were dirty, ill maintained, and all that. And the Germanic people that I was riding with were making all sorts of comments about how these people on the roads are extremely dangerous. They don't obey the laws. They don't read the language. And so we have in the European Union an exact replica of what we are to be expecting here once these trucks are allowed in the country.
Well, let's realize, people, that it, and not you in particular, because I'm sure it's not accidental that these things are happening. I mean, you don't throw your borders open and tell us how great the economy is. And you know, the only thing we're really making in America is a Big Mac, and we're buying the cows from South America to make the Big Macs. I mean,
well, the other thing that we are making in this country, if I can disagree with you for a moment, is prison slave labor. It's the best growth industry in America right now. So, yeah, pardon the cynicism there.
I agree. Anyway, you're doing a good thing. And as far as Paul, if you'd allow me to comment, he has some really good ideas.
Okay.
Paul seems to think that he's the only one that's taking any action against this really homeland threat that we have. The very ones that have initiated and instilled homeland security are the greatest threat to this nation of anybody. And if I'm on the road, I'm on the CB, Wanda, you want to talk to me, I'll talk to me, because, you know, I'm already on somebody's list anyway, and I'm proud of it. Actually, I'm on a couple. I'm on a book in heaven called The Lamb's Book of Life, and I'm on a list, I'm sure, somewhere in this government. Things really start to fall apart. They're going to come looking for me, Wanda. They're going to come looking for you, and they're going to look for others at RBN.
You know what?
Have the intestinal fortitude to stand up and say, I'm not, you know, this is America.
Well, you know, it's going to be really difficult to administrate a nation where half the people are watching the other half. I don't believe that's ever going to happen. I think that we're definitely called to stand for what's right. And I just don't give in to the fear of this stuff at all.
Well, I have no fear.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I have no fear.
All right. All right. Thanks so much, John,
one
go out there and tell everybody.
One more thing.
Yeah.
366 fear nots in the Word of God. One
all right.
Day
bless
day
you, John.
Sleep here.
That's right.
Y'all have a good day.
All right. Bless you, John. Thanks a lot. And we have Art from Maryland. Is this Art? Art?
Yes.
Is this Art?
This is Art.
Well, Art, thank you so much for giving me the phone number for this lady so we could have her on today. It's been a marvelous show. Thanks a lot.
Well, I thought she'd do better than I could do.
No, you did. You did your job really well last weekend, too. You brought a couple other truckers on, and we got some things solved. And so this time we had decided that it's time to get right to the horse's mouth. That's you, Wanda. God, that doesn't seem appropriate, though.
Something that I wanted to say, and it's really important to say, is that, you know, we've had a little bit of backlash from OIDA and, you know, a couple of truckers, not a lot. Just
what's OIDA?
OIDA is the Owner Operator Independent Drivers Association.
Okay.
That said that if we could call this a rally rather than a boycott or a strike, that their truckers and most of the truckers in America would be more inclined to get behind it simply because, you know, the other two have a much harder connotation, and it's not something that we're actually doing. We are actually rallying, and that's the point that, you know, we're trying to unite America, and, you know, we're trying to unite the truckers. We're trying to unite the American citizens, and everybody's seeming to come together for one common cause, and that is to stop this, you know, trend in our government to destroy our sovereignty and our constitution, and open our borders and to allow foreign takeover of our country. And this is clearly an invasion of our country and a complete dismantling of our rights, our constitutional rights. So what we're doing is we're rallying against this, and that is the cause. And so, I mean, right now, OIDA actually said that they couldn't, you know, promote it, and they couldn't tell the truckers to participate, but they could also tell their truckers that they're not opposed to them if they participate in any rallies in the month of April, if they want to do so. And they, because I guess there's some sort of SEC or trade regulations that state that they are not allowed to boycott or strike, you know, in America. So that's the deal. Hello?
Okay, and so so in other words, they're organizationally speaking, they are sort of going along with it under certain conditions in a very informal way because they don't want to violate any charter they have with the government with regard to boycotting, or I guess they could be charged with price fixing or, you know, any number of things, disrupting interstate commerce and all that jazz. And so that's the position they're taking.
That is. That's exactly the position they're taking. But, you know, I spoke with Narita Taylor and one of the other supervisors from OIDA, and they said, you know, we can't formally tell the truckers to participate, but what we can do is we can, you know, tell them that we're not opposed to them participating in any rallies over the month of April if they want to, basically meaning that they can participate in this rally and that they are encouraging to do it because, you know, they feel that this is really a powerful way to get the government to pay attention to what our demands are and what it is that we're trying to say, the will of the American people, basically.
Yeah, it's I agree, and it's really bad that this organization is fawning at the feet of the entities that were attempting to pay attention to what's going on in America. I only have a certain amount of sympathy for that.
I know that
you guys, too, Art especially, he's a member of the association, is a little disappointed in the management's take on this rally. But nevertheless, it is what it is, and we got to work with it as best we can.
Right. And now, you know, we're really approaching the Teamsters as well. You know, I put in several calls yesterday to HAFA, to their Government Affairs Division, you know, trying to find out, okay, now that Bush is, you know, completely sidestepping Congress on this issue, and HAFA was quoted as saying that, you know, the government, or that George Bush is now committing an illegal act against the truckers and the trucking associations in what he's doing, in his stand that he's taking. So now I want to know, what is Jimmy HAFA and the Teamsters going to do, you know, to counter, you know, Bush's stand on this? You know, are they going to take a stand of their own? Because, I mean, there's 1.7 million Teamsters in America, and we need their backing. We need their support. We need them to come on board and say, you know what? You just broke agreement with us, so there are no agreements that we have with you anymore.
And that's actually the appropriate response for the Independent Owner Operators Association to take as well.
Exactly.
And this is a breach of contract. Sorry we didn't get to all the calls. Thanks a lot. We're going to have a short break here now, and when we come back, we've got a couple of really powerful closing observations to make. So stick with us. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're on the American Activist, and we'll be back in just a few moments.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify in air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil natural cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com, S-O-L-A-Y, wellness.com, or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure. Now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our biz fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Okay, everybody, this has been a really quick hour, and I want to thank everybody that called in and contributed. And Paul, I'm really sorry, but I've got a suggestion for you. Man, speak to people's listening. That's the most important thing if you're going to get your point across. We can all disagree, but we need to be polite and respectful to one another. And that's all I have to say. I'm sorry I cut you off, but speak to people's listening. It's the greatest lesson I can teach you, I suppose. And Wanda, I've got to tell you, when Art gave me your number, Art Pollock, who was on the show last, gave me your number, and we started chatting, I was really, really infected by your dedication, your exuberance, and your commitment to this project. And yesterday when we chatted, you also said something that just completely sent chills down my spine. And you started by saying, I know what you know about the Bible, but, and then you mentioned something that I think is extremely powerful. Do you know what I'm hinting at?
Yes, I do.
Okay, can you please go ahead and leave our listeners with this thought? Because I think it's the most powerful and appropriate thought that we can leave with people as we enter into the phase of getting this strike off the ground to where it does something.
Whether you read in the Old Testament or the New Testament, one of the things that I noticed remarkably was that all the stories about, you know, when they're, you know, hardships or great struggles that people were going through, where there were, you know, mass takeovers or, you know, impending annihilations of populations of people or whatever, the destruction of empires. And it came down to the last days, the last minutes where, you know, the people thought that they were not going to be able to overcome the situation. God would always intervene in some type of divine way and present a situation where the people would wind up being able to take control. And a great example of that is in David and Goliath, when the Philistines were, they were basically taking control over, the Hebrews and the Jewish population, and they, the Jews were completely at odds, not knowing how to defend themselves. And along out of just nowhere comes this little boy with a slingshot, and he looks at this massive giant of a man, and he says, I can take him down. And, you know, with absolute innocence, walks up to this guy and does. He takes him down. And in the last minute, the last hour, he saves the population. And I'm not saying that, you know, at all my role, but I'm just saying that each one of us has the power and the ability to do amazing and miraculous things in our lives. We just have to step out and do, and not think about it, not worry about it, not wonder what the outcome is. because we're not called to pay attention to the circumstances around us, but to focus on what we know the truth to be and what we are truly called to do, and that is to have faith. And so, you know, I would just encourage everybody to do what we are called to do, and that is to stand up to the will of God. And that is not for us to be dominated and controlled by an evil and corrupt power.
Excellent. Bless you, Wanda, and thank you much for everything. This has been a quick hour, and everybody, this is our hour. This is America's hour, so get out there, speak to people's listening, write to their reading, and make this trucker's strike a reality today.
It's true.